Hi, my name is Alan Chow. I moved to Revelstoke in 1981 and have tried to be very active in the community. I was the director of Parks and Recreation and retired in 2010. Some of the things I'm involved with in the community right now, I have been a school trustee for 38 years and I've just been reelected. And I'm also chair of the Revelstoke Credit Union Board. And then I help organize the Little Bear Soccer Tournament. I think this was our 23 years. And so, yeah, it's just I'm somebody who really loves our community and tries to give back. Through Parks and Recreation, it got me involved in other things. I ended up producing a number of musicals, being on homecoming committees, being involved with the Glacier Challenge softball tournament, and a lot of other community initiatives. And it was always neat to see the sort of the community spirit and how people were so involved in Revelstoke and how much pride people take in our community.
As a school board trustee, how much time do you devote to that role?
It varies. And so I think, if you want to look at it just in terms of logistical, we have regular scheduled meetings about every 3 weeks. Then on top of that, we have committee meetings. And then we also have other things from time to time. For example, tomorrow we'll be involved in interviewing for a full day of interviews for a principal and a vice principal position. And so it varies, but I think the main thing is that you're prepared for meetings, you know what's going on, and then try to contribute at the board table.
Can you say for people who, like, we know you have meetings, but what else do you do in that role?
Okay, so as a school trustee, some of the things that you also get involved with is policies, representation to various committees. So there's a lot that goes on provincially in education. So for example, we will have a representative that, to the BC School Trustees, to our branch, to the BC Public School Employers Association. We have a representative to the Chamber, to the Okanagan College. And so we try to just make sure that we're have two-way communication with all the relevant groups in the community and in the province. In terms of some of the other stuff that we do, we try to know what's going on in the schools in terms of things like the sports days, the Christmas concerts. One thing that I've always taken a lot of pride is what a great job our schools do with Remembrance Day ceremonies. And community members are invited to attend them, but it's just amazing to see the respect and the effort that the students put into honoring things like Remembrance Day. And if you look at the recent day for Truth and Reconciliation, in terms of how the schools all turn that whole week and longer into learning, understanding, and honoring. And that's one thing I think our schools do very, very well, is get involved in significant and important events that both provincially and nationally.
That leads me well into my next question, which was, these days it seems we do hear a lot, and we're working on reconciliation and rebuilding relations with Indigenous people seems to be at every meeting and a big topic right now. And I'm wondering, back 38 years ago, if you can remember kind of what the topic was back then.
Well, I first of all, I always like to show respect for what's happened before. And so what I would say what hasn't changed is that we're always have always been a community that recognizes the value and importance of public education, and we've always had staff working in the school district who care about kids. Now, there has been a lot of change, and that's because society and education has evolved and changed. And so I'll just give one example in terms of ways of learning. And so, like, when I went to school, it was a lot based on content knowledge, memorization, and then reciting, and then forgetting. And so if you look at education today, what the emphasis is on things like critical thinking, problem solving, working in groups, asking questions, doing research. And so I'd say it's a much deeper level of learning, and that's the focus. And I think our students are much better for that evolution of how learning takes place within our schools.
And you were talking just now about giving back to your community and being involved. Why is that? You ran 38 years ago for this, but where did that come from, that importance of community engagement?
Well, quite simply, it'd be my parents. And that's the way I was raised. My parents were both teachers, and they were also very active in the community. They were very involved in their church. They were involved in being scout leaders in terms of serving on various boards. And so as I grew up, it was an expectation that it's up to every one of us to make our community a little bit better. And so when I came to Revelstoke and definitely just loved the community, I started looking around for what extra ways I can contribute. And one of them, which seemed to be a natural fit because I'd been raised in the environment of the importance of public education, one of the natural fits was to be on to run for school board. I was elected, and then since then I've always found it very interesting and important work. And so each time the election comes along, I think about, should I run again? Am I still contributing? Am I still enjoying it? Am I still making a difference? And so each time so far I've said, yep, I'll run again.
Where did you come from in 1981?
I grew up in the Lower Mainland, so I grew up in Langley, and then I graduated from UBC in 1975, and then I worked for the City of Vancouver for 3 years, City of New Westminster for 3 years, and then 29-year career here in Revelstoke.
And Revelstoke is known for its volunteer community and for people like you who want to be involved and give back. Would you say through your almost 40 years that's kind of remained constant, or is it different now?
I think, you know, deep down there's always people that want to be involved in the community. And so, you know, like when I look at it in terms of the opportunities for our youth, and so I've had raised children here, or grandchildren here, and it's amazing the number of activities that there are available for children. And so that all happens because of adult volunteers who say, I want to make soccer, swimming, dance, et cetera, available for kids. And then if you look at it in terms of causes, when there's something needs to be done, Revelstoke rallies around. And we have a reputation as a community that we can get things done, and we work well together.
You, during the forum, you talked about your work building relationships with the province and other entities. Just talk about how that's been important for our youth here.
Sure. And so basically, we are politicians. We are in the political system. And so we get our funding from the provincial government, so it's very important to make sure that you have credibility and that you have those relationships with the government. And so over the years, I've always been involved sort of at the provincial level to some extent, and then when I retired in 2010, I was asked to run for the board of the BC Public School Employers Association, and I did and got elected there, and I've been on that board, and I'm currently the chair of that organization. So that involves me working very closely with the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Education. In fact, they have government representatives on our board. We have 7 trustees, 4 government appointees. And so working with people in government, there ends up being advantages for our school district when you hear about things that are available provincially, when there's programs you can apply for, when there's funding you can apply for, and you as a district have a good reputation, then it benefits our community. And just one example I would say is that when we got our, you know, basically the new high school, and well, it's not new anymore, the high school, Bagby View, the theater, the Jedmaski Center, the Early Learning Hub, Revelstoke was picked by the government, and we got $53 million, and we got those facilities. And part of that was due to the feeling from government is that if they gave us the money, we would make the projects work well, and we have credibility as a district, and we know the people within government to make the case to. And so that's just one example that sort of benefited our community, but it's very, very important to know how to work with people in government.
Would you say that Revelstoke did make that work well, just knowing about some flooding and construction issues at the Performing Arts Center?
Yeah, and so that's something that happens after the time. And, you know, basically with the flooding, what happened is that there was a water pipe from the city that broke and flooded, and those things happen, but that doesn't, and so anytime you have facilities, you are going to have some maintenance issues, but those were resolved, insurance covered it, and the repairs were made. But the main thing is that in the first place, when we initially talked to government about the idea, they said, well, when you put in the application, one of the things we don't want to hear about is an application for a theater. And we said, hang on, you know, like this is about community priorities. This is something that is our priority within our community. And then we made the case why it should be chosen. And then we got, and this is just an example of how we work together, is that, so we got $3 million for a theater. And so what we did is, as a school district, we said, well, we're not the experts. So what we did is we called together all the people who were involved in the arts, people from the theater company, people from the choir, people from the dance at the time. And we said, and we brought in a theater consultant from Vancouver. We sat down for a day and said, let's plan this theater so it's Revelstoke's theater. And so what we decided at the time is that 300-seat theater would be about the ideal size. We didn't want it too big because we knew that the capacity would be only reached a few times a year. And so that was community planned, and everybody was happy with the design and plan. And so everything that we, and then another example is when we got the money for the Early Learning Hub, what the school district did is sat down with the people in the early learning community and said, okay, you design this. And then same thing with gymnastics. We sat down with the gymnastics club and said, we'll get you the money, we'll give you the space, you tell us what it should look like. And so they're the ones who designed it. And so I think that's the key, is that we're not, in a lot of cases, we're not experts, and so, but what we want to do is work with the people who do know more than us to make sure that in the long run it's the community who benefits. And so the theater, the gymnastics center, the Early Learn Hub are three prime examples of the community groups who know better than us designing it, and now they're all utilized very, very well.